Nervous. Right, time's ticking on. 13 minutes to 9, I think I thought the day. Today with Gordon. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. In a few hours' time, Donald Trump will be installed as the 45th President of the United States. The Constitution sets the start of his term as in office as of noon on the 20th of January. He will use the Abraham Lincoln Bible, and on top of it will be the Bible given to him by his mother when he left the Sunday school in 1955. And when he has taken the oath of office, he will kiss the open Bible at a selected text as a pledge that the promise he has just made will be to him as sacred as the Bible itself. Now, there are so many suggested texts and passages from past presidents, so many as wise counsel to the new president. Before, while the election was taking place, many people were coming forward with all their suggestions, and the top text was one from 2 Chronicles. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now, that text has been used by three past presidents, one of them being Ronald Reagan. Back in 1921, President Harding selected a passage from one of the minor prophets from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He says, "What doth God require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God?" That was a text that was also used by Jimmy Carter. And in his inaugural address, Obama made a reference to 1 Corinthians 13. "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." All this week we've been speaking about wisdom. So, aware of the heavy responsibility to his people and Donald on the international scene, let me suggest to the Donald the experience of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 9. When Solomon was made king, he was asked by God what he wanted. And this is what Solomon said. "Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father. Although I am but a little child, I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people?" May Donald Trump know God's blessing as he goes into office today.